I was dreaming of Raquel Welch, and I awake to find you.
Your medicine, Mr. Whiteside.
What time is it?
About 6:30.
Where's Miss Cutler?
She went out.
Out?
Out, Mr. Jefferson.
All right, if I turn up the lights, Mr. Whiteside?
Yes, go right ahead, John.
Oh, and Sarah has something for you, Mr. Whiteside. She's made it special.
Where is she, my souffle queen?
Here I am, Mr. Whiteside.
She walks in beauty like the night. And in those hands, there is the art of a Michelangelo. Let me taste the new goodie. Poetry. Sheer poetry.
I put a pinch of essence in the dough. Do you like it?
Ambrosia.
And I got your terrapin marilyn for dinner.
You know, Sarah, I have known but 3 great cooks in my time. The Khedive of Egypt has one. My great aunt Jennifer II, and the 3rd, Sarah, is you.
Oh, Mr. Whiteside!
Tell me, how would you like to come and work for me in New York, you and Johnny?
Why, Mr. Whiteside?
Why, it kind of takes my breath away.
But what would we say to Mr. and Mrs. Stanley?
Just goodbye.
But they'd be very angry with us.
We've been with them 10 years.
Well, I'm giving you a parole for good behavior. Really, it's a shame to waste such talent as yours in this made-over Howard Johnson. Why, we can even have them in for dinner, if I'm not in town. Now listen, you run along and think this over. Just let this be the secret between the 3 of us, right? And put plenty of sherry in that terrapin. Miss Preen. Miss Preen!
Yes, sir?
What have you got in there anyway, a sailor?
He's just drying my hands.
What time did Miss Cutler go out?
Oh, a couple hours ago.
Mr. Jefferson called for her.
Yes, sir.
All right, go back to your sex life.
Dear Mr. Whiteside.
Oh, my Miss Stanley.
May I show you a few mementos of the past? I somehow feel that you would love them, as I do.
Why, I'd be delighted. Miss Stanley, haven't I seen you before?
Oh, no! I would have remembered! It would have been one of my cherished memories. Like these. Look, here I am with my 1st sweetheart under our lovely beechwood trees. I was 8 and he was 10. I have never forgotten him. What happy times we had.
But I tell you, I'm going to.
There's someone coming. I'll be back.
Now, Miss
Whiteside, I want to talk to you. I don't care whether you're busy or not. I have still I'm going to stand.
Indeed.
This is the last straw. I just received a bill from the telephone company for $2,348. Oklahoma City, Calcutta, Hollywood, Australia, Rome, New York, New York, New York, New York! Now I realize, Mr. Whiteside, that you are a distinguished man of letters.
Oh, yes, of course, we both do.
Please! But in the past week, I've not been able to call myself my own. I've not had a meal in that dining room once. I have to tiptoe out of the house in the morning.
Yeah, now, Ernest.
Oh, I come home to find convicts sitting at my dinner table. Butcher shop, Ernest. A man putting cockroaches in the kitchen.
Oh, they just escaped, Ernest.
That's not the point. I go up into my bathroom, and I bump into 22 Chinese students that you invited here. I tell you, I'm not going to stand for it, Mr. Whiteside. I want you to leave this house as soon as possible and go to a hotel.
Is that all?
No, it is not. I go down in the cellar this morning, and I trip over that octopus the Museum of Natural History sent you. I tell you, I'm not going to stop worrying, Daisy! I'm not going to stand for it, Mr. Whiteside. I want you to leave this house as soon as possible. I go to a hotel. That's all I've got to say.
And quite enough, I should think. Let me remind you, Mr. Stanley, that I am not a willing guest in this house. I am informed by my doctor that I shall have to remain in this pseudo-asylum for at least another 10 days, at which time I will get out of here so fast that the wind will knock you over, I hope. If, however, you force me to leave before that, thereby causing me to suffer a relapse, I shall sue you for every additional day that I am held inactive, which will amount to a tidy sum, I can assure you.
This is outrageous. Outrageous!
As for the details of your petty complaints, Those 22 Chinese students came straight from the White House, where I can assure you they used the bathroom too.
Oh, Mr. Whiteside, my husband didn't mean
it. Yes, I did. I meant every word of it. There's only one point you make in which I see some slight justice. I do not expect you to pay for my telephone calls, and if you will provide me with the exact amount, I will see that restitution is made.
I certainly can, and I certainly will.
Fine, I shall instruct my lawyers to deduct it from the $1 million that I am suing you for.
Now, Ernest, you
And I beg you not to trip over that octopus, which once received top billing in 20,000 leagues under the sea.